Paul, can you give us an quick overview of why is it important for financial advisors today to be in this game, and how what is the demand and demand going on from the investment community, and how can people meet that? Next slide, please.
Sure. So impact is a term that you're going to hear more about. So there's more than 180 academic studies by professors from Harvard, Wharton, my alma mater, Stanford, Berkeley, as well as internationally. And these 180 studies, which are compiled into a meta study by Oxford University, shows that companies who manage their future risk and return from the factors of impact, and these factors of impact are people. So people as an asset. So who here, you can use your brain if you want to, who here has ever heard CEOs say people are our most important asset? Okay, so do you think CEOs are serious when they say that? No, why not? Why are CEOs not serious always when they say that? Where are people on the financial statements? People are expenses on the income statement, they're not assets on the balance sheet. So when you want to hit quarterly earnings, you want to cram down how much you pay people, how many people you have. That's how you generate short-term profit. It is not how you generate long-term fundamental value. So today, if you look at the S&P 500 and you add up the stock market value of all the S&P 500 companies, 84% of that value is off the balance sheet. So when you're driving around in the winter, you wouldn't drive your car if 84% of the windshield were filled with snow or ice. So why would we drive our portfolios that way? So impact is a lens that leads to this 84% of value that is not on the balance sheet but is built into the stock price. And those are factors that come from people as an asset, from optimizing natural resources, and from trust. So when Harvard analyzed these factors, which are similar factors that we analyze at HIP, we analyzed 13,500 companies and issuers of fixed income, including muni bonds. When you analyze those factors and you look at the correlation with returns, you can see that that red line, those are the companies that are higher impact, more sustainable. Remember, this is Harvard Business School, so this has to be true. Kidding, but it is. Is that higher sustainability companies have higher returns and lower sustainability companies have lower returns. This is from 1992 to 2011 cycle. They've extended the time frame and it's still true. And similarly, the HIP ratings that we produce and the 13,500 ratings, when you look at return on equity, basically higher HIP rated companies, higher impact companies have higher return on equity and lower impact companies have lower return on equity. So I'll squeeze in one more factoid here. Women on the board. Women on the board of directors is a meaningful indicator of financial return. So Credit Suisse has produced a study that shows that companies with no women on the board average 12% return on equity. And companies with just one or more women on the board produce 16% return on equity. So 16 beats 12, difference of 400 basis points, or 33% premium. Because those boards are looking forward more comprehensively at future risk, they have a diversified talent that matches their customer base, hopefully their employee base, and their stakeholder base. And so using this as an investment factor could increase your risk-adjusted return. And if you flip to the next slide, so this isn't, Steve and the Vanderbilt team, you're leading this by integrating this as a group of advisors and broker-dealers. There is air support here in that companies like UBS, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, BlackRock, Bain Capital, and this afternoon you'll hear from Morningstar. They're getting the signals that high net worth investors are voting with their dollars. So about 2 years ago, Goldman Sachs called us up out of the blue. They said, can you help us? Why? Well, we were part of a bake-off of three companies for a half a billionaire, and we did not make it, we did not make it to the finals. So when customers vote with their money, like your customers may, then advisors listen. So these large institutions are producing research on impact investing. So you can go to Morgan Stanley's site and see a cumulative research We've put that on the HIP side as well. UBS is producing impact descriptions for the equity rates, for the equity ratings that come out. Firms like BlackRock have now launched a fossil-free index, which will become a mutual fund. And the reason why they did that was the National Resource Defense Council, the NRDC, an environmental nonprofit, said, we want to invest in a way that avoids fossil fuel producers, avoids oil, gas, and coal. So the market is moving.
Even with all this retail demand, how are retail advisors responding to date?
Right, so most retail advisors are not responding. So this presents a competitive advantage for you and your practice to win business away from the retail advisors who might react in the following way. Oh, you guys don't want to lose money in your portfolio. So they're ignoring the Harvard Business School report, the BlackRock and Morningstar and Morgan Stanley. They're ignoring that. You can be proactive in your own practice by asking your clients about it. What are the goals that you want to achieve in your portfolio? Now, it might be, and you'll see one of the charts from Morningstar this afternoon, it'll show you that the customers, remember we talked about millennials, women, engineers, and entrepreneurs? Millennials and women are the most interested in this. Men are less interested, but it's still 40% of men, as you'll see. So the majority of millennials want to do good and make money at the same time. And so the tone for today is, you can do that. You may not know what it is, but you will soon. And you can offer that.